And we can open in prayer. John, why don't you lead this time? Okay, if you could.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and the hearing of your word and this opportunity to worship you. And we ask that you would open our hearts to hear your word and apply it to our lives. And we ask that this time be glorifying and pleasing to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ben.
You want me to read?
Yeah, please.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 6. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed. But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God. In much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness and fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report. As deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold, we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you, our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now, in return for the same, I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. There's a lot in there.
Yeah. Well, let's start looking at it a little more in depth.
So the first thing that I see in verse 2 is the doctrine of election.
In what way, John?
In the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Okay. And that means
Meaning,
that
well, at least my interpretation is that when it's his accepted time, that is when you
I
are
see.
saved by his electing grace.
Okay, now what do you think he means by receive not the grace of God in vain? Is that like someone who hears the message of grace and doesn't, well, he said, you can't say that he doesn't receive it. He's saying they receive it, but it's possible to receive it in vain or in an empty manner, I guess. Or in the Greek, it's transliteration, it says to no purpose. Don't receive it to no purpose.
Well,
Maybe that means receive it and not in the sense of having access to it, but not really applying it in your life.
Yeah, my commentary says that if believers live for themselves, 5:15,
515 from
and
he's
die for
referring to.
all, excuse me,
Oh yeah, and that he died for all that
that
they would
those
live should
who
not
live
henceforth
among
live unto
themselves.
themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
Right. So if believers live for themselves, they will have received the grace of God, but they will miss out on heavenly reward for their service to him. It goes on. In Philippians 2:12, Paul encourages those who have been saved to work out or develop their salvation. The Corinthians were failing at this very point. They were saved and stuck, so to speak. We're not continually working out their salvation. Paul is encouraging them to consider their lives and realign them more closely to Christ.
And there's another verse I think we might be able to cross-reference. It's in Hebrews, where he talks about today, if it be yet today. Do you remember what I'm saying? What I'm referring to? Let me see if I can find it. I always.
While it is cold today, I think.
No.
Oh, crap.
That good?
Linda's got a problem here.
Do you need to go?
No, I just have to maybe pause this a minute, okay? Let me
Yeah.
pause this.